send you back your letters, I'll send you back your ring. But I'll never forget my own true love, as long as songbirds sing, as long as songbirds sing. Tell all my brothers, tell all my sisters too, that the reason why my heart is broke is on account of you, is on account of you. Go on your way, be happy, go on your remember, dear, you are the one I really did love best. I really did love best. Go away from my window, go away from my door, go away, way, way from my bedside, and bother me no more, and bother me no more.
From Miriam Gendron, that was a track called Go Away From My Window, taken from the Songs of Love, Lost and Found. And she is based out of Montreal, Quebec, and it was released on October 1st out on the Feeding Tube record label. And you can check it out at miriamgendron.bandcamp.com. Really, really beautiful track and kind of a haunting kind of folk music. I feel like it's in the vein of Diane Cluck. So you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. You can be playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And you can always head to the website, citr.ca, to check out a running list of tracks that I have played. So to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from Great Aunt Ida, who is the work of Ida Nelson. And she has a new album out, something called Unsayable is the name of the album. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Spider. And then after Great Aunt Ida, we're going to hear something from Helene Barbier out of Montreal, Quebec. And we're going to hear a track off of the new album called Regulus. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Palisade. And I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. You can check her out at helenebarbier.bandcamp.com. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Great Aunt Ida. This track is called Spider. Thank you.
Je voudrais t'entendre dire, je veux des...
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and what you just heard was something from Helene Barbier, and you heard a track called Palisade. It's taken from the album called Regulus, and she's based out of Montreal, Quebec. Check it out at helenebarbier.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Great Aunt Ida and a track called Spider, which is taken from the Unsayable release, and Great Aunt Ida is the work of Ida Nilsson, and she formed her own band, Great Aunt Ida, a while ago, and she's been releasing albums since 2005. The new album, like I said, is called Unsayable. It's the first release since 2011, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And wherever you're listening from, I hope you're having a really great weekend. Really quite dark and rainy out there, so hopefully you're staying dry. And I had a long period of not being on air during the pandemic. I wasn't able to broadcast remotely. And I think it was the case for a lot of shows in campus radio. But in that time period, a album was released that I was really, really excited to hear from. And I realized I hadn't played it until just this week. So I decided I'm going to be playing this album that came out during the pandemic and that I haven't played yet. And that's the Eight Gates album by Jason Molina. And this is a posthumous release that came out long after his death in 2013, and it was actually a series of recordings, and that was recorded in 2008, I believe, or 2007, a period of time when he moved in, I think, London. But we're gonna hear something from the album, and it's called "Shadow Answers the Wall." And if you're not familiar with Jason Molina, he's also behind Magnolia Electric Company and Songs of Ohio. I've been a huge fan of his music and is definitely in one of my top five artists. And I hold his music very, very dearly to me. And I'm very, very sad that this is the last music that we'll ever hear from Jason Molina. But we do have his large body of music to continue to explore. And definitely check it out if you haven't listened to his music. The Songs Ohio stuff tends to be a little bit more solo and sad and kind of lonely sounding in a lot of albums. And the Magnolia Electric Company releases tend to be a little bit more of a full band sound, kind of in the vein of like Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So yeah, we're going to hear something from Jason Molina, the album called Eight Gates. But after that, we're going to hear probably two of the darkest Songs Ohio releases are known as the Didn't It Rain album, and we're going to hear a track off of that. This and the album that came out next to it, they just have a black album cover, and sorry, I'm just digging all this stuff up right now. I don't have it in front of me. But the Ghost Tropic album is what I'm thinking of. Those two albums are really, really quite dark and really quite minimal. And they're definitely some of my favorite and one of the two first albums that I picked up from Songs Ohio. So we're going to hear something from the Didn't It Rain album, and we're going to hear a track called Steve Albini's Blues. And Didn't It Rain is a really good theme for this super heavy raining weekend. So yeah, we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the Jason Molina album called Eight Gates. We're going to hear a track called Shadow Answers the Wall.
Lantern above the world, hourless on the air. Oh, unblessing the bell. Oh, unblessing. if I had never believed and let everything come into place, would the stars be looking down? Would the stars be looking down? See them break lights burn. Feel my motor turn on the bridge out of heaven. See the big see how close it comes. Watch my wiper blade pound it like a drum on the bridge out of heaven. On the bridge. Think about what's darkening my life. Think about what's darkening my life. See the light of the afternoon shining. It's the belong nowhere else. See its sulfury shine. See its sulfury shine. From the bridge out of heaven. From the bridge out of heaven. See the big city. Between the big diesel rigs in the Midwest, switching out, watch the whole town eclipsed from the bridge out of heaven. From the bridge.
Celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
From all the way back in 2002, that was something from the Songs of Ohio album Didn't It Rain. That was a track called Steve Albini's Blues. And prior to that, you heard something from Jason Molina himself. Well, not just a solo name, not under Songs of Ohio, but you heard the track called Shadow Answers the Wall. That's from the 8 Gates release that came out in 2020. And it was a posthumous release. From a period in 2007 that he recorded in sometime in London, I believe. And yeah, I think he recorded this around either 2007 or 2008. But yeah, some of the last recordings that he had put out and some of the final music that we'll hear from Jason Molina as he passed away in 2013 due to complications of alcoholism. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and still got an hour left on the program. And what we're going to hear next is a couple of artists on the Drag City record label. And we're going to hear some really cool reissues. And that they once in a while put out some really cool unearthed gems that they find. And I'm not sure how they find a lot of this stuff, but But yeah, that's what we're going to hear. Two artists, the first of which is Bill Stone, a track off his release called Stone that originally came out in 1969. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Here I Am is what you're going to hear. And then after Bill Stone, we're going to hear something from a release that's coming out very soon. And it's something from a guy named John Van Drugenbroke. And we're going to hear a track called Oil Tankers. And this is from a release that they're going to be putting out very soon. I think it comes out on, let me see when it comes out. I think it's going to be out in a few weeks. They've only have a couple tracks out, but the album is called Far View. And you can check it out at dragcity.bandcamp.com. But once again, that's Joel Van Drugenbroke, who is based out of Mexico, I do believe. Really cool, sleek, experimental rock. And we're going to hear a track called Oil Tankers. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Bill Stone. This track is called Here I Am.
Here I am, and there I go. Glass up to the sky. Hell, the light. She fills my eyes. Thought it wasn't very kind. I damn near went out of my mind. Seems my head's too full to think. Trying to piece together. Young and bold, I knew.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Something from Joel Van Drugenbroek, and that was a track called Oil Tankers, and that's coming from a forthcoming release called Farview that is going to be reissued on Drag City Records. And I actually had misspoke. He's not based out of Mexico. He's actually a Belgian composer and producer, making some really cool far out psych music, and a lot of his stuff originally came out in the 80s on the Color Sound Library, which label I'm not too familiar with, but it's really great that Drag City's reissuing this to expose it to a lot of new audiences who may not be familiar with him, myself included. But before Joel Van Drugenbroek, you heard something from Bill Stone, a track off the Stone album that came out in 1969, I do believe, and that's was reissued this year on Drag City Records as well. You heard the track called Here I Am, and the album is simply called Stone. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and up next, we're going to hear a little bit more kind of a psych-oriented set. We're going to hear something from ESP Summer, and there's a release out called Kingdom of Heaven that was just put out, and we're going to hear a track off of it. What did I have queued up? Track... well, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it, and I've been doing quite a bad job of pronouncing a lot of tracks that I can't pronounce. But anyways, we're just going to hear the opening track off of the new Kingdom of Heaven issue. I'm not sure if it's a reissue. It's anyways, it's from ESP Summer, and this features some really cool artwork done by Alexander Tucker, who I've played several times. And in addition to his psych music that he puts out, he does some really cool artwork, some of which appears on a lot of the Alexander Tucker releases, as well as the Grumbling Fur releases and a lot of the projects that he's involved with. But yeah, we're going to hear something from ESP Summer. And definitely check out the album if you can. It's featuring a full-color newsprint poster done by Alexander Tucker, as I had mentioned. And yeah, so we're going to hear that, something from ESP Summer. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Daniel O'Sullivan, who is a contemporary of Alexander Tucker. He is also in the project called Grumbling Fur, as well as he puts a lot of solo music. And he also collaborates with Sun, and he puts out his own solo music just under the name Daniel O'Sullivan. But we're going to hear something from some new stuff from Daniel O'Sullivan. And then I think we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from ESP Summer. This is the opening track of Kingdom of Heaven. Thank you. And that was new stuff from Daniel O'Sullivan. The new release is called Fourth Density, and you heard the track called Arming the Seraphim. And Daniel O'Sullivan is also in Grumbling Fur, as well as collaborates with Sun O and lots of different artists, and really, really cool psych, drony, kind of hypnotic pop type stuff. And once again, that's Daniel O'Sullivan with a new release called Fourth Density. And prior to that, you heard something from ESP Summer with a track called Tengoku no Okoku, and that's off the Kingdom of Heaven release that was put out, I think, in 1994. I know ESP Summer put out a lot of releases in the 90s, and they make some kind of drony psych music, and the album name Kingdom of Heaven is inspired by the 13th Floor Elevators. That new release is out on the Disciples record label, and it features some really, really cool artwork done by Alexander Tucker, a really cool newsprint and like comic book type type artwork. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And what we're going to hear is a couple of Canadian experimental, kind of dreamy type artists. The first of which is Mass Aya, who is the work of Brandon Valdivia. And the new release out is something called Mascaras. And we're going to hear a track called Tiemp Ahora. And this features Lido Pimienta on this. And you can check it out at messiahmessiah.bandcamp.com. And he is based out of Toronto. And he's also involved in projects from US Girls, Sandra Perry, and all kinds of other cool stuff. Once again, that's Mass Aya. And after that, we're going to hear something from local dream pop artist White Poppy. And we're going to hear a track off the 2020 release, something called Paradise Gardens. We're going to hear a track off of it. What did I have queued up? Something called Hardly Alive is what we're going to hear. And it's kind of a very colorful, shoegazy, dream type pop, a little bit of psych-oriented stuff as well. Check it out at whitepoppy.bandcamp.com. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Mass Aya. This track is called Tiemp Ahora.
Quiero lo que mira. Tiempo. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Vancouver Outsider Arts Festival returns for its fifth year, featuring over 50 artists, including performances, a visual art exhibition, and art workshops. Admission is free and open to all ages, with doors open from Friday, October 15th until October 17th at the Roundhouse on Pacific and Davie Street in Yaletown. Save the date and come support local artists facing social exclusion and other barriers.
And we're back. You heard something from local dream psych pop artist White Poppy. You heard a track called Hardly Alive, taken from the 2020 release called Paradise Gardens. And before that, you heard Mass Aya with the track called Tiemp Ahora. That track is featuring Lido Pimienta, and the name of the album is called Mascaras. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. We've got about half an hour left on the program. And wherever you're listening from, don't forget, you can head to citr.ca and check out the playlists and a list of tracks that I played in case you missed anything that I said. So in this next set, we're going to move into some experimental electronica, and we're going to hear something from a release called Sangre, or no, an art, a club electronic trio known as Sangre Nueva. And this is, like I said, a trio featuring DJ Python, Kelman Duran, as well as Florento. And the first two artists I'm familiar with, and I've played some stuff with from them before. So excited to see a really cool release out. And Sangre Nueva is has a new EP out called Gotillo, and it's out on Worldwide Unlimited Records, which is the work of DJ Python. And we're going to hear a track off of it. Something called Hurt is what you're going to hear. And then after Sangre Nueva, we're going to hear something from Aho San, who is an electronic artist out of France, making some really kind of deconstructed electronic music. And we're going to hear something from a release called Simulacrum Remixed. And this is a few remixes of a 2020 release that he put out. And it's done by such artists as Rolly Porter, as well as FRKTL, some of which I'm not too familiar with, but yeah, so we're going to hear something from Aho San, and then I think we'll just hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you. Once again, you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and yeah, so I hope you enjoy this next set of experimental electronica right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sangre Nueva with a track called Hurt.
Don't mind, 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 don't
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was a French electronic artist named Aho San, and that was a remix album called Simulacrum, and it's a remix of his 2020 release that was put out on January in 2020, and it's out on a record label called Subtext Records. You heard a track called Simulacrum 4, and you heard the remix done by Zaire, and check it out at ahosan.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from Sangre Nueva with a track called Hurt of the Gotillo EP. And Sangre Nueva is a trio featuring DJ Python as well as Kelman Duran and Florento. And that was a new EP that they have from a kind of a power trio of really great electronic artists. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And what we're going to hear next is something from a reissued album from a 2001 electronic release from Regis. The album is called Penetration and was recently remastered by Downwards Records. And it's a 20th anniversary edition. It's going to be put out on a clear vinyl release of 500 copies. And once again, that's Regis and the 2001 release called Penetration. Very heavy electronic stuff, very hard-hitting techno, and once again, it was released in 2001. So we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Thirst, and then after Regis, we're going to hear a really cool album of pirate radio that came out in the range from 1984 to 1983. And it's compiled on a release called London Pirate Radio Adverts, 1984 to 1993. And this is put out on the label called Death Is Not the End Records. And I played them a few weeks ago. They're a really, really cool label, focusing on like reissues and dug up gems. And what I played a few weeks ago was the Wounds of Love Khmer Oldies, and this is the Cambodian release, or no, the Cambodian music from 1950s. So they don't just specialize in this specific type of genre, they're kind of all over the place. But you can check it out at deathisnot.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear a few selections from this London Pirate Radio release. We're going to hear a track called Escape 93 and Corporation of New Generation and Juki Jam. They're really short tracks. They all clock in at around a minute, and there's a total of 40 tracks on this whopping release, and it's a really, really cool release. It's like listening to an old 80s college radio station in somewhere in London, I guess. And these are pirate radio stations, which are, well, obviously, as you probably know, illegal radio stations. So anyways, we're going to hear a few selections from that release, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, from the 2001 release from Regis, this track is called Thirst.
Drop what you're doing and pay attention.
Like this!
Friday the 3rd, September 93.
It's time for the Wickedest in Dream Party.
ODC crew.
I'm proud to present to you.
Escape.
Into a different vibe.
Escape.
Into a different place.
I said escape.
Into a different world
with a different race. From 8 at night to 8 in the morning.
Happy hardcore DJs mixing.
DJ Rap.
Randall.
Dr. S. Gashe.
Passing through in a serious space.
The Jinx.
Buzz Buzz.
Ian Andrews.
And Johnny Knob. They know what to do.
Back with the garage.
Deep with the house.
That's the way we're going to tear it down.
MCs on the night to hype your right. For your delight are MC Dense, MC MC, and MC Special A. Attractions on the night will be variety of technicolor drapes, 10K the hardest energy stomping baseline, exclusive cinema room, cool drinks bar, relax to the max, chill out.
My plan, new invitation. No invitation.
You better phone this number now. 071-241-4949. That's 071-241-4949. So remember, this is a happy vibes event.
And all bad boys and all bad vibes won't be admitted.
Don't forget the ODC Dance Escape, Friday the 3rd, September 93.
Original Dance Corporation.
On Saturday the 10th of March 1990, the Corporation of New Generation presents a night filled with musical madness. Rocking into the 1990s with tech technicians such as Kenny Ken, Bob Damage, Jazzy M, BP, Stuart Banks, Touche, Sly T, with more to be confirmed on the night. The vibration will be a mega 25K of turbo sound. There will also be lasers, projections and special effects. This event is 100% legal, safe and guaranteed. All meeting points will be given out at 8:30 sharp on this station. So don't miss the Corporation of New Generation, part 2, Saturday the 10th of March. Let's go, let's go.
Now this is all happening and taking place at the Trends Nightclub, 240 Amherst Road, London, North 16, where you can find two floors firing with strictly wicked, wicked, wicked tunes. On the night, entertainment's coming from the cast of the Manhattan, the Bernard from the GQ, also the JC crew featuring LG Lewis and DJ Stein. Now for all you reggae muffin crew, you can find the bad boy Trevor Sex from the station, also North London rulers Jemmy Magic and the ragamuffin man Mr. Banton. Now the first 50 ladies are free and it's £2 for you up until 12 o'clock, £5 thereafter. That's the night called the Jookie Jam taking place at the Trends Nightclub, Saturday the 13th of April 1991.
Why all of this good revival music? Well, Spotlight Promotion in association with Vintage Promotion present an all-star reggae revival showcase on Sunday, December 2nd from 7 p.m. till 1 in the morning at La Palais, Shepherd's Bush Road, London W6, starring live on stage U-Roy, Dennis Brown, Freddie McGregor, Ken Booth, Sugar Miner, Alton Ellis, Horace Andy, Leroy Gibbons, and Tabazuki. Music by David Rudigan, Gladdy Wax, and Mikey Coos. Tickets are £12 in advance or more in the door and are available from all local record shops. Or for more information, contact 0831-561-899. That's 0831-561-899. That's a reggae revival showcase on Sunday, December 2nd at La Palais. Don't you dare miss it.
This Thursday and every Thursday at the Park, 38 Kensington High Street, London, W8. Two floors of music at Spin. Upstairs, Giles Peterson, Brother Marco and guests. And downstairs, the mighty sounds of Manassa Sound System. So that's this Thursday and every Thursday at the Park. Giles Peterson, Brother Marco and Manassa. Until further notice.
And isn't that the coolest thing you've heard in a while? That was a selection of London pirate radio advertisements from 1984 to 1993. And that was featured on the Death Is Not the End compilation that was just put out. And it's volume one of that. And that's 40 tracks of really cool college radio, pirate radio stuff out of London. And it's out on the Death Is Not the End Records, which is a record label and NTS radio show. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And tonight we're going to hear something from Calgary, a duo, hip-hop duo called Cartel Madras. And they played the Serpent and the Tiger release a few weeks ago, but we're going to hear another track off of that, something called The Green Scare, and this one's featuring Aerospace. And once again, that's Cartel Madras. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back next week with some more great programming. This is a track called The Green Scare.
Money go round for the block, money go round for the mood. Money went round off the sock, money move up when I do. Money make it right with the moves, money make it count. Money go round for the block, money go round for the mood. Money went round off the sock, money move up when I do. Money make it right with the moves, money make it count. Money went round on the sock. Money move up when I do. Money make it right with the moves. Money make it count. Money go round for the block. For the block. Money go round for the moves. But the money went round on the stock. Money move up when I do. Money make it right with the moves.
Money brought keys to the ship. Money spent space in the house. House like scenes of a crib. Script tuck, private accept. Stretch that heat for the bid. X in my box. Jody put a lease in the switch. Manifest scene and live. Stranded in Oz. DM make friends with a lion. My iron gate sees to the dig. Man too heavy. D-Mac knee with the crib. Maybach dream in the whip. They on the chase. Brought it like Morgan and Stanley. And Morgan made a scene for the kid.
I was like, keep my mood maxed out. Huh? I was on tour so I had my doubts. And I don't keep anything in my house. Money so thick I fuck those vows. Money so big that I throw these fists. Honey so sweet on my wrist. I gotta live in these times, kid. Money on the brink of the market. I'm trying to be good, I'm an artist. I've seen some shit on the circuit. Double up the bargain, power to the parted. Look at my Persian carpet.
Money go round for the block. Money go round for the mood. Money went round off the stock. Money move up when I do. Money make it right with the moves. Money make it count. Money go round for the block. Money go round for the mood. Money went round off the stock. Money move up when I do.
We got the same purpose but a different way. Like a flat circle, that's what Russ say. Got some nice service on the Blue Bay that I came to on my D-Day. Fuck your dumb favors, that's a rebate. Some silver spoons on my gold plate. You know I sleep bad, unlike most days. Got me in some type of fucking stalemate.
Money go round for the block. 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 Money go round for the block.
CITR
101.9 FM broadcasting live from
Muskrat Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada. I'm trying-